This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
CFRC 101.9 FM, the Kingston Music Office, and our sponsors, Long & McQuaid and Modern City Taxi, are pleased to announce the 2025 Release Radar Listenership Survey is now open. Select your top 10 singles and top 10 albums and EPs released in Kingston this year by local artists, and enter for a chance to win $1,000 in prizes from CFRC and our friends at Long & McQuaid, KPP Concerts, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, The Screening Room, and Black Dog Hospitality. Show your love for local music. Get in on the action today via CFRC.ca, proudly supporting local artists since 1922.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And today is also going to be a lazy episode, just like last week. Yay! Today I'm going to be doing a this or that, original versus edit edition. So, as you guys may know, since the Brat Summer, there have been a lot of artists doing collab albums of their original album. So for example, for Brat, Charlie XCX did a whole album of Brat, but with a bunch of collabs, a lot of artists being on the songs that she originally wrote. Yeah, so an album that I'm going to be talking about today is a new album, and I did say that I was foreshadowing it from last episode, and it is Smur's Big City Life, and I was listening to it for a little bit, so that is why I am doing this album. I also listened to both Big City Life, the original, and the edits. So some of the songs on the album aren't going to be featured in this episode because I couldn't choose between the two because of I didn't like either of the songs, or I really liked both of the songs. So do with that information what you will. And yeah, so I'm going to get started with the first few songs of the album. And also in Big City Life edits, it's organized differently than the original. I also found that interesting. So I'm going to be going in order of how it was in the original album. And the first song on the album of the original album was called Big City Life, which was the title track. And I preferred the edit. And it is the They Are Gutting a Body of Water edit. So I preferred that over the original. And also this next song, so this is the second track in the album. It's called But I Do, and I preferred the edit. But you know what, actually, some of the songs in this album, it was really difficult to choose between because I did like a lot of the songs. Some songs I was like, I don't know. But I feel like also some of the edits saved some of the songs, and that's why I'm choosing the edit over the original. Hot take. But yeah. And then the next song of the original album is called Roll the Dice, and I chose, again, the edit. I don't know, the first half of the album didn't really get to me. I really like the first album or the first half of the original album. Sue me. So I guess you guys can tell what the next decision I thought of for... Oh, actually, what I did like both versions, so I couldn't choose. So I just didn't include it. But the one after is Feisty. So track number 5, but it's track number 4 in this episode. And I did like the Erica de Cassier edit. Cassier? Girl? I don't know. I was... My friend invited me to see her play. I didn't end up doing it. I don't remember why, but she was playing in Toronto recently this fall, and I didn't go. Or maybe I was busy. I don't really recall, but anyway. And then the song after, I also didn't include because I liked both versions. But yes, I will maybe just leave it at that. I will play the song after, which is Close. And I like the edit version better, so. And that was Clarissa Connolly's edit. So yeah, enjoy the songs.
Over there, and I can't be sure that you want me to stare. Oh, but I do. Always messy when you talk to me, and I don't know if I should be smiling or not. Oh, but I do. love you, I don't love you no more. You either have it or you don't. Either way, I feel confused and alone.
So the songs I just played for you guys were Big City Life, The Edits, so Big City Life, But I Do, Roll the Dice, Feisty, and Close, edit version. Yes. And I guess I should probably let you guys hear me out for my explanations on why I chose each of them. So honestly, I really like the Big City Life edit. Like, genuinely like that song, put it in my collection for real. Like, I like the original, but it was like fine. It wasn't like the edit that it was like really cool to me. I don't know. But I do the edit. Both of the edit and the original have like a really like very quiet start of the first half. But I say they both differentiate from each other through like the second half of the songs instrumentally. And I just think the second half is so beautiful in the edit. Anyway, very dreamy. And then roll the dice. Also, is it just me, or does the first half of the album, the original, especially the title track, give off Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Oompa Loompa songs? I don't know, that's just me. But like, I don't know, maybe it's also the title or the cover of the album that gives off that vibe. It reminds me of like the TV room, if you guys know what I'm talking about at all. And where was I? Loki, I forgot. Am I on Roll the Dice? Honestly, Roll the Dice and Feisty, I Loki, I don't know, I was like contemplating on including these because I wasn't sure if I like truly liked those songs, even though they're like one of the most popular songs on the albums, or on the album, which is very, I don't know, I like, after listening to You Got Time, I Got Money, and I Got Money, to the album, or like to the most popular songs by Smurfs, and I listened to Feisty and Roll the Dice first, and I was like, what the heck is this, you know? And I was really turned off by the album at first. Like, I didn't finish listening to the original album at first. I only got like halfway through, and then I think I heard like A Thousand Lies somewhere else, and I was like, wait, this is actually good though. So I think it was more of like, I didn't like the album, but it was more, I was caught off guard because I thought it would just be the same vibe as You Got Time and I Got Money. So obviously I was a little bit disappointed, but you know what? A lot of the songs grew on me after multiple listens. A lot of the songs that I disliked at first. But you know what? I don't know if I could get behind Feisty. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe it's because it kind of just sounds like a girl at the club just like singing, but maybe that's their vibe, you know, and I'm just like not attuned to that type of taste. I was talking about this the other day. This came up in conversation because of Dijon and how in his Pitchfork interview he talks about how music criticism should be like harder or like less soft, you know. And I was thinking about how my opinions on music, I usually am pretty soft on my music criticism because I feel like all this art, all this music is just like, if I don't like it at first, maybe it's because I didn't get used to it and I haven't really opened my mind to the artistic view, you know what I mean? They're the artist's artistic vision, you know? So I always try to give multiple chances to music or like different types of music. Because just because it's not my taste and because I don't like it doesn't mean that like it's bad, you know? And you know what? Sometimes genres and music and artists, like, they end up growing on me. So anyway, back to the scheduled program. Yeah, so you guys know my opinion on Feisty. And then Close. I liked Close, the edit version, because I feel like you guys know me and how I like chill and slower songs, and the edit is basically a slowed version of the original. But anyway, moving on, the next three songs I'm gonna play are all from the same album, so it's either from the OG or the edit, and the first one being Big Dreams. But if you see on the original album, the track that comes before that is You Got Time and I Got Money, and I honestly could not choose which version I liked more. I really had a hard time picking between You Got Time and I Got Money and the VVTZJ, I think those were the letters, that edit. There is another edit with Mike and someone else. Was it Fushi or Fouché? Fouché, my bad. It was Mike, Zach Sekoff, Elias Ronnefeldt, and Fouché. But Honestly, I liked the Claro edit more than the mic edit, and I like the Claro edit and the original equally. So that is my ranking for that song. But Big Dreams, I like the original version. I also liked the original version of Street Style. See, you guys could really tell that I like the second half of the album more. But yeah, and then the last song is gonna be Dreams by Smurz, but the original version. Yeah. Okay, enjoy the songs, guys.
Wearing jeans, my eyes open and closed. I walked up and down and side to side. The city felt so wide. Then this feeling really hit me. I guess it happens once in a while that I want something huge to hit me. Really pretty. I don't know it, but it feels mine. I should not try to explain it. Just know it doesn't happen all the time. And while the world is spinning faster, I sometimes wonder how this feeling that I'm after is best kept alive.
Touch me. Touch me. Touch
So the songs I just played for you guys were all in the original version, Big Dreams, Street Style, and Dreams. And yeah, so as you guys know, I didn't play You Got Time and I Got Money, so I skipped to Big Dreams. And I liked the original version. I did like the edit as well, but I liked the original version more. The edit was very cottagecore vibes. There was a flute in it, or was it a recorder? I don't know, but it was giving that vibe, you know. And then street style, I liked the original version because of, okay, this is gonna sound kind of dumb, but like the reason why is because there's a part in the original version that sings Touch Me, but it's like sung so beautifully. And that's lucky the only reason why. The edit is a sung, like, she sings the poem that's being said in the original. And I do like how it's being spoken, then it is sung as well. So, yeah, that's my reasoning for that. And then Dreams. I think one version was electronic. And you guys know me, that's not really my vibe. So, but I guess you guys just heard the song and you guys saw how beautiful it was, so. And then I skipped Imagine This and Easy because, I don't know, they just weren't for me, I'd say. Oh, no, Imagine This I didn't like, but Easy I really liked both versions, so I couldn't really choose. So yeah, Easy was really good. And then the next album I'm going to play for you guys is, so I did do a little bit of an album review for this album, and it's When a Thought Grows Wings, but I didn't do a This or That with the When a Thought Grows Wings Reimagined. So the songs, so I guess I will play the first three, and those songs are Confusion Song, Original Version, I did like the original version more, Fantasy, Edit Version. So it's Fantasy with Luna Lee and Ravina collab, and then Minnie Says, also known as Would You Be My, Edit Version, so Luna Lee and TG Black. Okay, enjoy the songs.
How do breakfast right before I go to sleep. Things I can't repeat, I said within my last dream. Am I feeling lightheaded? Is it just love? Say those words to me, four things from above. Be my melody, on my shining dove. Guide me to the land, guide me to your heart. Would you be mine? Would you be mine?
So the songs I just played for you guys were Confusion Song, OG Version, Fantasy, Edit Version, and Minnie Says, Would You Be My Edit Version as well. Yeah, I feel like I don't really need to go deeper with these ones as much as the last album, because I feel like... I don't know, I don't really need to explain myself, should I? Except for, okay, Confusion Song, I'll tell you why. I don't know, like, I do like, Mavi, like the rapper, Mavi, but I don't know, I didn't really like how it, like, the rap just meshed with Confusion Song, but that's just me. And then Fantasy, I feel like Ravina, anything she touches is magic. And then I also really like the TG Black version of Minnie Says. Okay, anyway, next songs I'm gonna play, Golden Hour. I feel like you guys could guess which version I picked. It's the edit. So it's the French version. I did like the French version more than the OG. I don't know. I feel like it's just so satisfying how she speaks French. Or sings French. My bad. And then I included I Imagine edit version. So that's the one with Hope Tala. I don't know. I guess it's like kind of heartwarming to see two friends who've been like friends for a while work together, I guess. And then the last song I'm gonna play is Take Me There, OG version by Luna Lee. Yeah. And I didn't put in Imagine backwards, because I like both versions of that song a lot. And then I also didn't include That's Life, both versions, because I also like both of those versions a lot as well. But yeah, those are going to be the last songs I'm going to play for this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed my lazy episode and just putting in a bunch of songs from two albums only. But yeah, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Dans le pré, je t'ai croisé pour nous deux, le ciel pleurait. Les gouttelettes, j'ai compté. Un jour, te rêverai-je. Sous le ciel changeant, tu laissais parler un vent. Et maintenant, solitaire, en secret, je fais un petit sourire. Un peu plus de ton cœur, juste un peu, juste un petit peu, juste un peu.
entendu les fleurs parler de ta beauté, elles ont rêvé. Maintenant l'herbe prend les paris de ses côtés.
Will we all one day harmonize and fall? But in the morning when the birds start to call, I realize that I've invented it all. There I go again, letting myself live through daydreaming. But when I think of it, I enter a gate and start to pass over the melodies that made me this way. And baby, when I think of you, I get lost in space. All of the people who were wanting something from me can wait. Picture you, it sets me on fire, and the flames start to envelop all the things that I say. Dread to your face, I will be brave, yeah, I will call you a liar if this fear wasn't so stuck in my way.
Yeah. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Welsh music, it's not just about harps and male voice choirs. Wales has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed, and every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via CFRC.ca, you can listen to the best rock, pop, and traditional music on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, here on CFRC 101.9. Enjoy!
And Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.